Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring breaking beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up. Happy January.
Welcome back to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
We are back in the studio, shooting the shit today.
Yeah.
What's on the agenda?
Well, today's episode, first and foremost, we got to highlight our star guest, which is Jean Godfrey June. She's coming up later in the episode.
JGJ.
Yeah. She's the beauty director of Goop and an idol of mine, I'm not afraid to say.
And most beauty editors, I would say.
And so we're really thrilled to have her on the podcast. And up front, we're just going to talk about some new launches that we're looking forward to and some events that we've been to lately.
Yeah. What's the latest news?
Well, January is always a really exciting time for launches. As we know, there's like the drugstore changeover always happens. And, you know, when you go into New Year's and you're always like, I'm not going to buy anything in January. And then all the new launches happen and you're like, no, I'm screwed buying all of this stuff. So like Clinique did a collaboration with Mary Mecco that is so cute. It's amazing.
I haven't seen that.
Like all these archival prints all over their packaging.
Sweet.
And you just want to take it on vacation with you.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Okay.
And a huge launch this month. And I know we talk about Glossier a lot, but they're just very topical and got
Can't
a lot going
ourselves.
On. Yeah. This month, they're getting a little bit more serious with their skincare. It's called Solution. It's an exfoliating skin perfector. That's the full name.
Ah, a little double entendre with the name, I see.
Yes. And it's $24. Obviously, it's got two of my favorite words in it, exfoliating and perfector. So sold. I haven't got my hands on it yet.
10% blend of AHA, BHA, and PHAs. And it's got some aloe and niacinamide in there. So should be pretty gentle as well.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Burt's Bees just launched their full range of cosmetics, and it's going to be sold at drugstores. So this is a pretty big deal for them. Have you tried any of it?
I have not had the chance.
Okay.
You?
So I tried the blush. There are only three shades. And as we know with all natural makeup, it's often mineral pigments. So they can't get as wide a shade range as they would in maybe some other color cosmetic brands. But I just love that there's this option at a drugstore now. I think that the Bare Peach shade is the most flattering of the ones that are available.
It's the orgasm of
I think
Bees.
Slightly more subtle as you would expect from a Burt's Bees product, but the Hero product is supposed to be their liquid foundation. I have not tried that yet.
Okay.
But it's the first, I believe, all-natural liquid foundation at the drugstore. So that's a big milestone, and I think a lot of people will be interested in that.
Cool. Well, speaking of what's new in stores, I'm super excited about a new line coming to Sephora Canada called Lano, and it is landing February 2nd.
It's really, really cute, the packaging.
We were at the event this morning. The founder, Kirsten Carryall, I hope I'm saying that right, was there. They're an Australian export that all started with these super cute lip balms, used to be called Lano Lips, and then they expanded into body care and hand creams that are all lanolin-based.
And I was interested to see a twist on somewhat of an older ingredient. I mean, I think lanolin, for a while, everything was lanolin-free and it had a bad rap, whereas it is actually an all-natural ingredient. You were just talking about lanolin, weren't you, with your friend?
Yeah, it was a strange coincidence, but on the weekend I had a friend over and we were talking about how incredibly dry it's been with these like minus 40 degree days. And I was asking her what she uses on her skin and on her son, who is about 3, and she said the only thing that she trusts is lanolin. And that's because going way back to when she gave birth in the hospital, he was a preemie. And when she was nursing, the doctors and nurses would give her lanolin cream for her nipples, which when you're nursing, not to get too graphic, they would get really cracked and chapped and it would be painful. And the only thing you could use was lanolin cream that would be safe for the baby to be taking in
Safe for a baby. And that's what Kirsten said this morning to relay the origin story of the brand. And she grew up in a remote area of Australia on a sheep farm, and her father was a DNA scientist.
Which is kind of funny because they lived on a farm.
And lanolin, which is a natural byproduct when you shear wool away from a sheep and wash it, it's the residue left behind. And her father told her that it's the closest in molecular structure to that of humans. So that's all they would use on their children's skin.
Yeah, so it sounds kind of gross, but it sure looks lovely in these beautiful packages. Check these out. They're like, okay, first of all, you're going to think about Lano and a lanolin-based product as probably being like the most old school and not pretty product, but pastel colors.
It's made for Instagram.
It's very Sephora. Very girlish.
And we should make sure that we note that she said it's ultra medical grade. They use medical grade lanolin in hospitals, and this is like one step further.
Meaning that it's more refined and like a nicer texture. It doesn't go on quite as sticky.
Yeah, exactly.
As other lanolin on the market.
Yeah, so check out their hand creams, their lip balms, their ointments. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with the brand. We were getting DMs about it. So let us know what you think of it.
Especially the banana and lemonade lip flavors. So now for the main event. I know I wasn't able to join you for this one, but just before the holidays, you sat down with Jean Godfrey June, founding beauty director at Lucky Magazine, famous for her column, The Beauty Closet, and now beauty director at Goop, down a virtual hallway from Gwyneth Paltrow.
So Jean Godfrey June, she is a legend in the beauty editor world. And you were saying that when you listen back to the interview that
I was kind of struck by something.
Yes.
Because I was thinking about the glow down, and I was thinking if I needed to describe her, the way I would say it is she was kind of like that real person voice in magazines before blogs were a thing. And that's something that she herself had said is like if there was one thing that she was known for, that was it. That's the advice that she gives to young writers is like always try to make whatever you're talking about, whether it's a lip gloss or whatnot, as if you're talking to your best friend.
Your smartest girlfriend.
A lot of that has changed in publishing over the years. There are many voices now who write like that. But she was definitely an anomaly and a great one.
Yeah. Before we had Snapchat stories and Instagram stories, she was
keeping it real.
Yeah, absolutely. And she wrote a memoir, Free Gift with Purchase, My Improbable Career in Magazines and Makeup. It was published back in 2006. If you guys haven't had a chance to read, definitely grab it. It's got that great style, writing style that she has. You'll just blow through it. And she has so many fun insider stories, like when she went to the Carlisle Hotel for a fragrance launch and she went up to the suite and Tom Ford was there to present his newest fragrance and he was lying in a bed and he just patted beside him on the bed and there she went and she had to like lay in the bed beside Tom Ford and learn all about his fragrance.
Oh my gosh, was it a fur comforter?
I don't remember if this was like his Gucci days or what, but there was also the time where she flew on a Trump private plane, and then all of these other crazy stories. And this predated Devil Wears Prada. So it really got you that juicy insider fix.
But well, it must have been the heyday of press trips as well.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, I just love that she kind of wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't do that magazine speak. She was an original. And, of course, it was sad when Lucky kind of folded in the U.S. It was actually one of the first magazines to go out of print, and many others followed suit. And now she, of course, is at Goop for a couple of years now. And the reason she was in Toronto was to help launch their skincare line, Goop by Juice Beauty, at Detox Market. They have a store here.
Yeah. Everything is all organic. You got to try a couple of the things, even though you weren't at the interview, right?
Yeah. So I've been using the Replenishing Night Cream. It is definitely luxury at a cool $195. My husband has been using it as well, so that's been a treat. But I don't know if it's deliberate. It's definitely, to me, quite unisex. Like, the packaging is very clean. It's like white with a black logo.
Yeah.
The scents are also quite unisex. It kind of reminds me of like Aesop. Mm-hmm. But it definitely does have powdered ingredients in it. The texture is a bit richer, like a light butter. It feels quite nourishing when you put it on. So it's loaded with linseed extract and hyaluronic acid, which help to plump and firm skin. And of course, with Goop by Juice Beauty, it's all about what's not in the product as much as it is about what's in the product. Mm-hmm. So you can expect no parabens, no phthalates, no petroleum, artificial dyes, and the list goes on. What was it like meeting her?
I mean, she's so sweet. It was her first time in Toronto. I think another part of Jean's appeal is that she has this au naturel look down. I remember reading that in her book ages ago, is that she grew up in this kind of Northern California, a bit crunchy granola. I think it was almost like a hippie commune. And so she still has that laissez-faire vibe. Mm-hmm. And she's got that long, beautiful hair. It doesn't look like it's ever been colored. Mm-hmm. She's definitely of that school of not trying too hard. Mm-hmm. And honestly, she's just someone that you want to have a glass of wine with.
Mm-hmm. So she definitely is a great fit for Goop. But how did it all come together?
That was my first question. So we'll pop into the conversation there.
Well, I had been freelancing and I kind of panicked. I'm a single mom. And so I was like, I need to make this work somehow when Lucky ended. And so I did every job anyone offered me, literally. And I worked like a fiend. And at the end of the year, after I was safely ensconced at Goop, my accountant was like, you could have worked 30% less and made the same money because you. So anyone who starts freelancing, figure out that equation of how much you really need to make before you start. But it was, that was kind of a panicky time. And I get a phone call from Elise Lonen, who she was a features person at Lucky while I was there. And I hadn't heard from her in a while. She's like, hey, you know, I'm working at Goop, and I'm a Goop. And I thought they just wanted me for freelance. And she was like, no, we're not so freelance oriented. We like to be, you know, a staff. And so I was really excited because I love the site. I love the content. I also really believe in the position around clean and non-toxic beauty products. I watched that industry develop from that point a couple of us were like, what? Beauty products might not be safe? And I'd watched, you know, the beige lipsticks like go, you know, and the products that didn't work so well and blah, 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 evolve into this amazing, really strong, beautiful industry. So I was excited about a chance to just work in that. You know, I was worried at the beginning. I thought, am I going to have enough products to write about? And that was a ridiculous worry. There's, you know, it's just an exploding market.
I love it when destiny brings you to somewhere so right. It kind of restores your faith in the universe.
What about interviewing for the job, though? Did she actually meet Gwyneth?
Of course. That's up next.
She has a house out on Long Island, and it was the summer. So I took my kids out there for the weekend. Like, we just stayed on a beach hotel. And then I went and stopped by her house. I left the kids on the beach. I was like, just play for an hour. They're older, so they're not. It wasn't a dangerous situation. Just went by her house, and she was wearing like a sweatshirt and cutoffs, and just had a great conversation. And when she became the CEO of the company, it changed overnight. We started having these meetings once a week that are sort of on Skype, you know, and you hear what everybody else is doing. It's very transparent. Working for someone that that really does what they believe in, rather than being like, what's our positioning? What's our DNA? Who's this going to offend? It's a really, really different feeling. You're going to fly away. I'm in the New York office, which is about 15 or 20 people, and then the LA office is like 90 to 100 people. So it's definitely a smaller space, and so a lot of what I'm doing is on the phone. I go out to LA a lot, and it is very collaborative, transparent, it's just very energizing. I always describe it to people as, you know, I was in magazines for the last 10 years, it was kind of contracting, contracting, contracting. And literally at Goop every week, it's like, and here's our new, you know, director of this. And this is the new business we're going into. It's very exhilarating place to work.
Working in the magazine industry was such, honestly, an awesome experience. We were definitely privileged. We had amazing experiences and access. But we also kind of became scarred after a time because it was a business in serious decline and we were losing people all the time. It was hard.
Yeah. And then when you enter any kind of job in the digital space, you see all of this growth and expansion and it's exciting and you see a future for what you're putting all of your time and energy into.
Yeah.
But like most editors now, she's wearing a lot more hats. She still calls herself a writer and an editor, but she has to not only work on beauty stuff, she works on other types of content on the Goop.
Health, fitness, food.
Yeah, goop.com site. And she even gets to weigh in on products sometimes.
How amazing would that be? What's the best seller?
So I'm actually using it right now. It's the Exfoliating Instant Facial, which is their number one best seller. No surprise, who doesn't want to look like Gwyneth Paltrow and get that Gwyneth glow? And I read a lot about it online, and most people were like, oh my God, only leave it on for a minute. It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I put it on, and I'm just like, okay, let's have a tingle any minute now. And I tried it multiple times, and I don't know what it was. I didn't feel it tingle, but I did get that redness afterwards that some people talked about online.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the results, but the price point is a little steep. It's $175 for 50 ml.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not sure I loved it that much to make that kind of investment, but it's still, you definitely get that purge of your pores, which everyone loves when you do a peel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you also asked Jean about this product. So here's a bit more of the backstory on their star product.
The bestseller in our line is the Instant Facial, which is amazing. It's an exfoliant and it has every alpha hydroxy acid that there is, plus salicylic acid. Mm-hmm. So you put it on and it says for up to 3 minutes. I never last for 3 minutes. It starts to tingle and you're like, okay, it's time to take this off right now. Which is great because you don't have to be like, oh, am I going to irritate my skin? You feel when it's time for it to come off, which is a very fantastic thing. But it really, like GP said when she was thinking it up, you know, she was like, her original thing was, I want something that's going to rip my face off. Not that it rips your face off, but that it really, really gets rid of every, you know, last dead skin cell. Totally clears out your pores, makes them look tiny.
I'm going to use my miracle, the Exfoliating Instant Facial, which I put on every single day, even though the tube says just to do it 3 times a week. That's my secret to young, fresh-looking skin.
It's just alpha hydroxy acids and salicylic acid are an incredible way to exfoliate as compared to even other natural things like, say, apricot seeds or something, which can actually create micro tears in your skin.
You know, where do you think Naturals has furthest to go? Is it in education? Is it product development?
For me, I think packaging. Like, I think the formulas in most, you know, with the exception, I would say, of hair, and I like where hair is, but I want it to be better. I think the color in makeup has gotten incredible. The textures, certainly for skincare, I think many skincare products are vastly, vastly superior to what's in conventional. I just want the super delightful, like you just mentioned, Glossier. Like their packaging is delightful. I want more surprise and delight and shock and awe in packaging in Natural, because, you know, as I'm sure you're aware, you'll get someone and they'll come in and they'll be like, yep, I'm natural and non-toxic, and that's the end of the story. I have a brown bottle and I have stock labels and I didn't think of the names very excitedly. You know, they beauty products have to be delightful and like almost like a toy for an adult, not an adult toy, but you know, they have to be entrancing and seductive, and it's an accomplishment to make something that isn't made with all those toxins. And so they're rightly like, I made this thing, and you're like, yeah, you have so much further to go.
Now, Jill, I know you're doing the Whole 30. I have no idea what that is, but I know it's some kind of diet, right?
Well, it's basically the no fun diet. It's like no carbs, no cheese, no booze.
I know that detoxing is something that a lot of us are doing, or at least thinking about at the moment. And I know that you asked Jean about some tips on detoxing your beauty routine for the new year.
Yes. And I mean, Goop.com, they have their own version of the Goop detox this month with a grocery list and everything. So definitely Jean is the right person to talk to about detoxing your routine.
Going to the source.
Well, I think there's definitely, for me, there's a strategy of what to clean up first. And deodorant is right up there at the top. I had an editor-in-chief a long time ago who got breast cancer and was okay. But when she came back from when they tell you you have breast cancer, they're like, and stop using deodorant antiperspirant. Meaning the conventional. And so I've been using clean, non-toxic deodorant for many, many years. And for many, many years, it just did not work. And I just used it anyway because I felt like I had to. Parabens, which are found in breast cancer tumors. Mm-hmm. Phthalates, which are what, you know, make things stick to you. It's in nail polish. It's in fragrance a lot. It's in certainly in antiperspirant. To me, it's just a no-brainer. Like, why, you know, especially now that there are clean ones that really work, which there have not been. So that would be it sort of ties for number one. I also, sunblock is just such an important thing to go clean in. Conventional sunscreens degrade in sunlight after 2 hours. So if you put it on at 8 a.m, because you're trying to protect yourself for the day, by the time you're sitting out at lunch, you're not protected. With sunblock, the easier way to do it, because there are many, many chemical sunscreens. Avobenzone is one that's especially not my favorite. There'll be an active ingredient label on the back, and it should only contain zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. Those are the two mineral inert sit on top of your skin ingredients. They are soothing. They're what they make baby bottom cream out of. And chemical sunscreens are the opposite. They are irritating. They're absorbed into your skin, and then they absorb the sun's rays. We talk about inflammation as being the root of all aging, and you're putting this thing that's supposed to be an anti-aging product for most people. It's in your tinted moisturizer or your moisturizer every day. You're putting that on your skin, and it's irritating your skin and starting inflammation. And why anyone would do that instead of putting on something that is actually soothing. And then the last reason is less of an everyday, and it's for when you go to the beach, is chemical sunscreens degrade coral. And so you're putting that on your body and then going and putting it onto the coral, which it kills. And fragrance, which is almost every product in your beauty cabinet has, if you look in the back, there'll be fragrance in it, whether it's your skin cream, whether it's a perfume. The stuff that's in fragrance is not good, and certainly in the U.S., very not disclosed. It's a loophole in the U.S., the word fragrance. You can put anything into that ingredient that you want without disclosing what's in it.
Speaking of deodorants, you've been doing some armpit detox, haven't you?
I have. I wouldn't necessarily say that they are all at a level where they're working like typical antiperspirants. I'm getting mixed results, but I feel like I have a lot to say on this and it's a whole other episode. So let's put a pin in that one.
Well, natural deodorant, it is tough. You've got to try a lot. There's pH involved. You know, the jury is still out. But I wanted to ask Jean about something that's just sort of blown her away recently and something that's a bit more of a crowd pleaser. So we're going to hear about that next.
I'm excited that there's finally a liquid liner in the clean space, which there had not been. Mm-hmm. Well, people came out with it and I just feel like I'm not a big makeup, you know, like eye makeup person in general, but especially as I get older and I have fewer lashes, a little like liquid eyeliner right at the base of the lashes really defines your eyes better than anything else. And so I was super excited that somebody finally invented a non-toxic one.
So I was doing research for this interview and I read a profile about Jean. It was on Into the Gloss. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, they do that deep dive on the routine. And I read that she starts every morning with a cleanser that looks like cocaine.
You don't say.
So I kind of needed to know a bit more about that.
It's not a cleanser, but it does look like cocaine. It in the morning, I don't really like to cleanse in the morning. I feel like my face is not dirty. Why dry it out? Why? And so I start with vitamin C, and since the beginning of time, I've been excited about vitamin C. It's a thing that makes a difference in people's skin that they really notice. And there's a brand called True Botanicals that now makes a powdered one. The problem with vitamin C in general is that it degrades in water, and almost every product has water in it. And so those first couple times you use your typical vitamin C serum, it's working. And by the time you get halfway through it, it's not doing anything bad to you, but it's not doing what you want it to do. And I don't know why it took us all so long to come up with the idea of the powdered vitamin C, and it's in this little vial, so travel friendly. And you just, mix it. You can mix it with moisturizer. You can mix it with serum. I just mix it with water and just put it on my face. And it's almost like a toner sort of feeling, like a little bit bracing. And then I wait like 5 minutes and I put on Goop face oil. Vitamin C has a sun protective effect to some extent, and I always put sunscreen on the backs of my hands, but I also just put a little of the vitamin C. And yeah, then I wait like 5 minutes, do an oil, then wait 5 minutes and do like either SPF or tinted moisturizer.
Okay, now I need to know what SPF she likes to use every day, because I love to use SPF every day, but they are so tricky to find a natural one, particularly that doesn't go on chalky, that you can put on under your makeup.
This is the million-dollar beauty question. Uh-huh. So, Jean, enlighten us.
My favorite SPF depends on the situation. For every day, there's a tinted moisturizer by Beauty Counter called Dew Skin, like D-E-W, and I have yet to find someone who tries it and isn't like, oh my God, that is amazing. Like it's a fantastic product. So I use that a lot. Definitely a tinted moisturizer, like a little bit of something for the day. It covers, but it's not like full on thick foundation or something. It's that tinted moisturizer sort of sweet spot. If I'm not, wearing makeup, I'll either use, Ursa Major, which is another one that's in the U.S. And Kula. Kula is great. Check out, the non-tinted product. Mm-hmm. If you burn a lot, there's a 50 from Naturopathica that they're based in New York, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. They also make like an everyday, like a 17 that smells like lavender and is really nice. But the 50, it goes right into your skin. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's definitely what I would use if I'm going to go for a run on a sunny day or something. Yeah.
So let's be honest, there's a lot of Goop lovers out there. There's a lot of Gwyneth and Goop haters.
I'm literally looking at a headline on my phone right now from CBC. Canadian doctors slam Gwyneth Paltrow endorsed coffee enema.
That's one way to detox. And then there was the whole jade egg thing last year where it's this very smooth jade egg-shaped stone that you insert into your vagina and do some Kegels. So you you have the vagina of a 20-year-old, essentially. Oh. Yeah. Hmm. For, like, after childbirth, I guess. Right. But it was quite
Stirred up some controversy.
It had a pretty exorbitant price tag. Mm. And, you know, and then she talks about grounding, where you're supposed to get in touch with nature and take off your shoes. And that's supposed to, like, improve your health and wellness. And a lot of doctors are like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So there's no shortage of criticisms.
So earthing, I don't actually know that much about earthing, and it came out of me not knowing anything about earthing, but hearing about it. It's kind of, they say that we've lost touch with sort of being barefoot in the earth, and that there's some type of electromagnetic thing that we're missing.
That
and
is
so
true.
It's good to take your shoes off and walk in the grass.
Okay.
I don't know what the we talk about.
So I wanted to get to the heart of that, and I asked Jean about what they do when people write negative stories, when they try to tear it down. Here's what she had to say.
That's another thing that I've learned from GP that's really been transformative. And it's in the process of being transformative because I'm not this person. People love her, you know, or they'll be like, that Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, and she's had that for her whole career. And so she's very immune to it. You know, she's sort of accepting of it. It's not like, oh, I don't care what those people think. It's more like, okay, everybody's got an opinion. And you can't do anything about that. And I think, especially as women, we tend to be like, how can I possibly make everyone in this room happy? And, you know, I certainly fall prey to that all the time. And it's not that she doesn't try to make people happy, but you can't make everyone happy, and to sort of accept that rather than trying to push it away. It's really powerful. Like just being around a person that's like, yeah, that person said that thing about me. It's okay. We got a whole lot of traffic from it, which often happens. We'll get people be like, you know, Goop is the worst. They do X, Y, Z. And we're like, thanks. Thanks for the traffic because we made a lot of money that day.
So is she going to do another book or what?
I asked her about that and she didn't say no explicitly, but I think she's doing a lot of writing and she said she's doing too much writing and editing right now to have space for that. But I wouldn't be surprised
Wasn't
if we get a 2.0.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll get a 2.0 someday.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to interview our collective beauty editor hero.
Yeah.
And thank
come
you,
listeners.
Come back
anytime. We can have an Ask Jean section on the show. So come back anytime, Jean.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We love chatting with you on Instagram. We want to hear who you'd like to hear from in 2018, which founders, which industry insiders, which bloggers, YouTubers, you name it.
Yeah, and if you're detoxing your routine, let us know what you got rid of and what you're loving.
And we're out. Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeauty.ca to sign up for our newsletter, and every episode will be delivered direct to your inbox so you won't miss a single thing.
And be sure to subscribe to us. There's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And if you're up for it, show your love by writing a review in iTunes.